Hello, do you like New Japan Pro Wrestling? Are you a Shin Nihon freak? If so, check out the Super J-Cast with Joel and Damon on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.
And even if you fucking hate New Japan Pro Wrestling, listen to the Super J-Cast anyway. Not just for our great show reviews, analysis, and pastrami sandwiches, but there's also usually some dick jokes somewhere in the obligatory opening 30 minutes of absolute nonsense we chat about every single week. That's the Super J-Cast for all the best talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling, crisps, and pornography.
Hey everyone, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to flagshippatreon.com and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to the $5 tier gives you access to most of our bonus audio, including Flagship Plus, The Overrun, as well as retro content like Jovember to Remember, our retro audio documentaries, as well as exclusive breaking news reports. You can upgrade to the $10 tier and unlock all of our bonus content, including written columns and reviews, as well as live shows like Instant Reaction Live and the Flagship Live, as well as all of the other benefits available on the $5 tier. Once again, that's flagshippatreon.com. And now to the free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. I'm going to help you guys get ready for your day with an episode of Flagship Plus. We have a lot to get to. We got what's going on with Vince McMahon and Nikon's TKO stock. There was a bit of people getting out ahead of their skis a bit with Vince McMahon and Nikon and their TKO stock. We'll talk about that. We've luckily had some clarification about what's going on there. Drew McIntyre has re-signed with WWE, so we'll talk about his new contract and how it was announced. WWE draft result. I know you guys are coming here for draft grades. What grade am I giving Raw? What grade am I giving SmackDown? My reaction to the monumental moves of the LWO going to Raw and Damage Control going to Raw. A lot of people going to Raw, not many people going to SmackDown. Oh, you'll get it all in exhaustive detail. You know, we cover the WWE draft like nobody else. You know that. We really get down to brass tacks, talk about, you know, ramifications of every single draft pick. Isla Dawn moving to a new brand. You know we're going to cover it all here, but unfortunately we're not going to have time for it on the flagship, so we decided to do it with the Flagship Plus, and you're getting none of that. I'm just going to quickly tell you who moved to what a brand and call it stupid and dumb and rant about how much I hate the WWE draft, and more than that, hate people covering the WWE draft earnestly with like mock drafts and draft grades and stuff. I find it absolutely infuriating and absolutely ridiculous, but yeah, we'll talk about that. WWE Backlash. Yes, there is a WWE premium live event this weekend. You probably didn't know that, and when you read the card, which I'm going to read to you in a little bit, you're going to realize why you don't know about it and how you probably are not going to change your plans this weekend to make sure you watch WWE Backlash, particularly since it's going to be occurring at noon Eastern. It is in France. Yes, it's the beginning of their kind of pseudo-European pay-per-view tour that they're about to do over the next couple of months. AEW has hired a new senior marketing director of live events. He's got a bit of a connection to other people involved in the company, so it'll make sense how he came here, and talk a little bit about, you know, the expectations of him in this new position and what can sort of happen with it. Best of the Super Junior blocks. New Japan released the blocks for their Best of the Super Juniors tournament. I'll quickly go down those blocks. And something I'm going to try out for my portion of Flagship Plus. Probably do this frequently. If you guys like it, let me know. A quick little this week in wrestling history. A little bit of major events, major moments, you know, major milestones that happened this week in pro wrestling history. But we'll start out with what's going on with Vince McMahon and Nikon's TKO stock. So people initially went wild with the news that Vince McMahon sold his final shares of TKO stock and was officially out of the company for good. So you got a lot of that on, I believe it was Friday, where the report came that Vince McMahon sold all of his TKO stock, and people were doing articles, yeah, for the first time since, you know, 19, Vince McMahon no longer has anything to do with the company. For the first time since 1951, there's not a McMahon involved at all in the company or whatever, which isn't true, obviously, with Stephanie and all that sort of stuff, and Paul Levesque, who was a McMahon as well. But, you know, people were running with all these grandiose headlines, but mostly the fact that Vince McMahon is no longer in WWE. He's out. He's, you know, that's the term that keeps getting kind of passed around there, is Vince McMahon is out of the company. Now, was this, you know, what Joe has been trying to cover here on the flagship, another coordinated PR event, or just people getting out ahead of themselves with this story? I tend to think it was probably just people getting out ahead of themselves with their story. I don't know that this was a coordinated one, but you never know. You never know, because it behooves WWE to try to distance themselves as much as humanly possible from Vince McMahon. But alas, none of it really mattered.
Hello, Voices of Wrestling listener. Dave Ryan here. Have you ever wondered to yourself, how many hidden gems are hidden away inside the last years of World Championship Wrestling? Have you ever asked yourself how many tenuous gags can be made about the name Mike Enos? And have you ever thought about what it sounds like for two Irishmen to interpret a very chaotic company through its B-show? The answers to all this and more are just a click away. Check out Days of Thunder every second Thursday on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.